Officials in Chicago are touting new numbers today showing that crime has dipped to a 40-year low. This in a place that's been called the country's murder capital, with more homicides last year than any other city. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy credits this year's drop to the department's more strategic and comprehensive method of reducing crime. But the situation isn't great by any measure. Two high-profile shootings yesterday left a Southside musician and a church deacon dead. Rob Wildebohr is a criminal and legal affairs reporter for Here and Now Station WBEZ in Chicago. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And we're nearing the end of the year, and this is when, I guess, cities are able to count up how many homicides they've had this year. It's much lower, at least comparatively to last year. What do these new numbers say about crime in Chicago?
Well, yeah, the numbers are actually, it's more than just last year. Violent crime is down to the lowest level since 1972, and then murders are down to the lowest level since 1967. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, the numbers are down 20% since last year. But last year, 2012, was a terrible year for us. So if you look at this year's number compared to 2011, which was more on par for what we'd had in recent years, we're only down a few percent from 2011, which is still moving in the right direction. But over the last, 2008, 2009, 2010, the numbers were around 450 murders per year. And now we're in the low 400s is where we'll be.
Well, and what's the reason? What are people saying is the reason for that drop this year?
Well, I suppose that depends on who you talk to. Criminologists will tell you it's notoriously difficult to nail down one reason for a drop in crime or homicide. You know, you've got gentrification, you've got the economy, you've got education, social programs, weather. All these can influence murder rates and crime rates. But of course, the police department is saying that their strategies are having an impact. And so that's, of course, to be expected when there's good news. But also, criminologists will tell you that one of the big factors in bringing down crime is police strategies. And one of the most prominent strategies that the city of Chicago has been using, or one of the most credited perhaps by the science out there, is putting police officers in high crime areas. The city of Chicago has been using, spent about $100 million last year in overtime for police officers.
Wow.
To get into these high crime areas, and criminologists say that is pretty clearly a good deterrent and a good way to bring down crime.
Because that was a change, right, from what Mayor Emanuel originally was doing with the police.
Well, yeah, when Mayor Emanuel first came into office in May of 2011, he disbanded these a couple units called a Mobile Strike Force and the Targeted Response Unit, these kind of citywide units that went into crime hotspots and flooded them. So if there was a shooting, you'd get a whole bunch of areas in that, a whole bunch of officers in that area to suppress the shootings and further violence and crime. He disbanded those units, and we saw an increase in the crime. And now he's kind of put together a couple units like that, and then he's also focused these overtime dollars in these high crime areas where these units would have been policing a couple years ago. So in a sense, it's a return to some of the strategies that were in place before he took office. But there have been some important changes made to those strategies as well. And they've last year when we were having such a high murder rate, the mayor and the police superintendent were having press conferences every week, every other week, announcing new initiatives or highlighting a new thing they were doing or an initiative that's ongoing.
Well, and here is a little bit of tape from the Superintendent McCarthy defending the move back in 2012 to take the police out of these saturation teams. Let's listen to him.
Saturating it is like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. We're not repairing anything by doing that.
So, Rob, has the mayor come around and said that was not the right thing to do at that time? It sounds like they've gone back to the old way, but what does he think?
I have a feeling he's not ever going to say that. They have gone back to the old way in some ways, but as I said, they have made some significant changes. And to be fair to McCarthy, what he's talking about there is, in the clip we just heard, is saturation teams and putting police in high crime areas. That can help prevent and deter crime. And so that's a short time fix to bringing down murder numbers and crime numbers. But then if you want to have long term fixes, there are other things that maybe you need to do. You know, education. Our numbers are down this year. It's not because our education system is so different. In fact, most homicide victims are, you know, in their 20s. But if you change the education system today, maybe in 10, 12, 15 years, you start seeing some changes in those murder numbers at that time.
Well, and I was reading that the mayor of New Orleans has started to have midnight pickup basketball games just to get people off the streets late at night. And maybe that would have some impact on the crime rate. We just got about 30 seconds left, Rob. But do people feel safer?
You know, there's been so much coverage of murder, as well there should be. It's an important public issue. But I think perhaps in part because of that, people think murder rates are as high as they've ever been, especially last year. People thought it was worse than it ever been. If you look historically, you know, in the 90s, we had 900 murders a year. Last year was a bad year for us, but we only had 500. So in a historical context, the numbers are coming in the right direction.
Rob Wildeboer is criminal and legal affairs reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Rob, thanks so much as always.
Always a pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.